This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
We have Chris Jordan here. He is the founder of Carrier. Good afternoon. I must say good afternoon. I keep getting used to morning, but lovely to have you here, Chris.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me here, Susie.
Now, I was saying earlier that we have a big influx of lorries all over the place, don't we? Delivering. It is the thing to do now, order online.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how did you come about? I mean, I know it's the obvious thing, but what made you find, what did you think there was a gap in the market?
I mean, going back about a year and a half ago, me and a friend we started a same-day delivery service just as a sideline thing as part of what we were doing. And I thought it was such a great service, having same-day options. We were only targeting businesses, though, because they're the only ones that could afford it. And I thought, well, how can I actually get this so that this affects everybody's lives? I shop online, so does my partner, so does everyone I know. And I thought, well, waiting a few days, it's a thing of the past. We need to have it now. And that's what the customers are demanding. And it just seemed like an obvious thing to do for me.
What about the retailers? Are you trying to connect with the retailers? Now, by background, you are a sound engineer, which is probably a very good thing. And you have the technology, don't you, to move this forward?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
What could you bring for the retailers? Because they're the ones you need to get on board, don't you, to make this happen for us, actually.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm speaking to independent retailers first. That's where I'm starting off in Cambridge. So boutiques, independent high-end fashion brands. And what I'm looking to do is have an integration within their website so that it's just seamless. That's the way it needs to be. As soon as we order something, we don't need to be mucking around with anything else. As soon as we've ordered online, that's it. We should have it within an hour.
And it will come straight to
that's
you.
That's it. Seamless as possible.
Yeah, that's a good word, Chase. Seamless is very good. We are used to Waitrose, John Lewis, Amazon delivering the next day. I can think of lots of other companies that do too. But your service is within the hour and it is on a bike.
Bicycles, yes.
So tell us about that. How many people do you need to run this business?
Surprisingly, not actually that many. I mean, you could make it more efficient with them carrying more on their rucksacks, but you wouldn't need as many. A cyclist could travel 3 miles, so across the whole city within half an hour. And that's a good enough time for us to be able to take it straight to the consumer.
Delivery, you were saying earlier, or in an article readily, is another company, but they deliver the food.
Yep.
Whereas your company, as you say, there's a space for everybody. Your company is for fashion.
Yes.
So that's very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting indeed. Obviously, it's going to be lighter. Well, we think it's going to be lighter loads.
It might make the space more complex, and people might be ordering more. But again, that's a great move, I think.
Now, you touched on two things. I just want to talk to you about your background, sound engineer, which you completed at Cambridge Regional College.
Yes.
That was one of my favourites, and I'm really supportive of that college. Sound engineer, and when you were little, you've grown up with sound engineer. You actually built your own studio, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, again, since from the age of 12, 13, as I was mentioning to you earlier, Susie, I started to develop quite a great taste in music. My dad always brought me in to listen to vinyl, whether it be reggae, funk, hip-hop, soul, whatever it may be. I listened to pretty much everything. And I always had this burning question on my mind: how's this actually made, and how can I make it myself? And it's just curiosity. It just brought me through today's technology, and eventually got to the point where just before I was leaving school, and I built a little studio.
Yeah, so that's good to know, because you also mentioned earlier that you started another smaller company. And it's always good to know that people, when they start a new company, that they've had some experience. And you've had the experience.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to tell us what you did, but you tell us a little bit about what you've learned from that, I suppose, in many ways.
Yeah. I guess try not to stick to the status quo. Do things differently. I guess it's very cliched, but it literally just grab the bull by its horns and do something that's completely different. One thing that I've always listened to is not to follow trends or follow off results what other people have been getting. Try and create your own. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do, is just literally build and breed a space of my own rather than follow on somebody else's.
So, Chris, what is your vision then for this company? How would you want it to be successful? So somebody orders online, through a retailer. It comes directly to you. You pick, so you as a company will go to the retailer, pick up the goods and deliver it to anybody living in Cambridge. How big is Cambridge for you?
Cambridge is a great place. It's not the size of it, so it's not as big as London, which if it would be, it'd be very hard for us to try and dominate. And it's not that small, so it's a perfect scale for us to start off with. And once we've got the model adapted for Cambridge, we could adapt it for loads of different cities around the UK, and that's where I envisage it, because that's where the efficiency comes. Wherever you are in the country, you can have your order within an hour. That's the vision I have. Excellent. Just making it instantaneous.
Right, so you're planning to go UK-wide. But everybody has to start small, don't they, first of all. And it is really important to remember this, because as we all know, around Christmas time, which is the hype, isn't it? The hype of online shopping. We want it instantly. We want it, I'm sure, the day before Christmas Day, people were wanting that Christmas present or that extra piece of food or whatever on Christmas Eve. But I kept seeing in the news all these loads and loads and loads of lorries and vans double parking, yeah, trying to find a parking space to get to the relayer, to deliver the goods so that they can get it picked up. Whereas you guys, on a bike, tick all the boxes.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we take away all that stress and hassle and congestion. It's good for the environment as well. So, yeah, I like to think that there is a place where we can be, where we can please everyone.
Mm. And you're running this business on your own at the moment? Are you planning to take on anybody else? Is it just you at the moment?
Yes, just me at the moment. But, I mean, within the coming months, I will be looking to bring people on board so we can scale up as quick as we can and get to where we need to be.
Social media, how is that happening? How do you manage your social media? I'm really into this at the moment, social media, because I think it's a great tool to use.
Yeah, it's something I've had to kind of learn from the ground up. I haven't really got a knack for it, so I've just tried to really dig in and try to see what I could do with it. But yeah, it's not something I'm great at, but it's quite easy
to take on, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
You spend some time doing it, it's quite an easy thing to do.
Yeah, you can really make a difference and reach people that you need to reach.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's been the take from retailers so far? Have you been speaking to the retailers about it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got positive feedback, particularly a couple of shops down Mill Road, which is a great place to start off with. But yeah, with great reception throughout Cambridge, and it's going to continue to go well, I think.
Well, I wish you all the best with this.
Thank you very much.
It's a really, really fantastic and interesting concept. And as you say, it will help the pollution in Cambridge.
Yes.
We just don't need it, quite frankly. Did you see that programme on TV a couple of nights ago about they were trying to decrease the pollution in the high street? They actually stopped cars being parked at schools, and they had more bikes, and they had a better flow of the traffic, and they decreased the pollution by about 20 or 30%. Having your company is the way forward.
No, absolutely, yeah.
So I wish you all... Should we just find out a little bit about how to get involved or how to look at your website?
Yes, so you've please, got
to,
yes.
What's the... It's carrier.com.
So it's carrier.com, CARRYR.com. You can just look at what we've got on offer at the moment. So you can sign up to be a partner retailer, or if you really want to, you can become a carrier as well, which is a great way to flexibly earn in a time that really suits you. As long as you've got a bike and a mobile phone, smartphone, that's all you need, and we can get going.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Chris Jordan, founder of carrier.com.